Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 556 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Zyko.
Hey, Pat, how you doing, man? I just started my own blog, and basically, I'd like to master how to do pop-ups and add in foundational programs and stuff to the ending of the blogs, just the same way you have download your free ebook. I'd like to add like a foundation program for customers and stuff like that who sign up to me. Could you also recommend any sign up forms that I should use for my website and my blog? Would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Zyko, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate it. You know, when it comes to building your email list with forms, and there's a lot of different ways to do that. There's pop-ups and just embedded forms on your page. There's also text messaging and all those sorts of things. It's smart to do this, obviously, because we want to grow our email list. And giving a downloadable item like you want to do is smart because it gives people incentive, of course. Now, you have a lot of options to make this happen. First, I'm going to give you a couple free tools that you could check out, and then I'm going to give you a few more advanced paid tools that you can check out as well. Before that, I do want to suggest that you hook up with a good email service provider. If you haven't had a chance to vet one out and find one, I would recommend ConvertKit. If you go to askpat.com/ConvertKit, that is the affiliate link for ConvertKit. I do have a relationship with them. I don't only use them. I'm also an advisor for the company. So I would recommend that. They have some forms that you can embed on your website. They have the ability to do that. But there are these other tools that will give you a lot more options. So on top of your email service provider, you could use the following tools. So here are a couple of free tools. The first one is called SumoMe, SumoMe.com. This is a kind of all-in-one tool that has a lot of interesting and very useful features, not just email pop-ups and email forms and things like that, but a lot of tracking tools, a lot of social sharing items and stuff. And you should definitely check it out. You can install it. If you go to askpat.com/sumoMe, you can go ahead and check that out. That is an affiliate link. Although it's free, there are some upgrades to things that you can get that I would get a commission for. So if you wanted to go through that route, askpat.com/sumoMe. The next tool is called Rapidology. Rapidology at rapidology.com. This is a free plugin that was built by LeadPages. LeadPages is also a company that I'm affiliated with as an advisor, and they built this tool to obviously drive sales toward LeadPages, but it's an amazing tool. There's a lot of options for different forms, pop-ups, web forms, opt-in formats that you could use for your website too. And again, that's at rapidology.com. I'm not going to go into the specifics of each of these because I want to get through all these tools here. Now, I will say that there is a pop-up tool that's been very popular and that specializes in pop-ups specifically. Now, I don't necessarily use pop-ups in an interruptive way. I use them as a way to, when people click a button, a pop-up then shows up. And that is a light box, which kind of fades everything else out in the background and makes it so that people focus on that one call to action I want them to take, which is subscribe to that email. Now, Opt-in Monster is the pop-up tool that you can use. And it's not the Lightbox one I was talking about. It's one that is more interruptive. And that's not bad. You know, a lot of people think interrupting is bad. If you interrupt at the right time and for the right purpose, and if it's relevant, then it absolutely makes sense. And Opt-in Monster has been used by thousands of people. It's also a WordPress plugin, a premium WordPress plugin that you would pay for, that makes it incredibly easy to set these up. And of course, in terms of the delivery of your lead magnet, you would do that with your email service provider. So when people subscribe to that particular email list, you would then deliver that via a link in that email, or an attachment, if you will, or maybe a link to a post or page that is hidden on your website that you would then have that download with a little bit more information. I like that last option, because bringing people back to your website is not only more traffic, but you get people back on a place where they can go deeper into what it is that you have to offer. You have a little bit more freedom in terms of how things look like and how things are formatted. So having your lead magnet available on a website, hidden on a page, so it's not public, that's an easy way for people to get access to it. And then you would drive traffic to that through that very first follow-up email that people get after they subscribe. So Opt-in Monster was that other tool that just makes it really easy for you to do pop-ups. You can do pop-ups immediately when people come to a site or a particular page, when they get to a certain point in that page. So if they're halfway through, then you can pop it up, or a certain amount of time after they've landed on that page, for example. And they do have options so that you don't get too crazy with it, so that if somebody exits out of one of those or signs up already, they won't show up anymore, which is nice. Now, the last tool I want to share with you is my favorite, and that is Lead Pages. And again, like I said, I have a relationship with them. I am an advisor, and I'm very proud to say that I'm the one who came up with the idea of doing the lead boxes, which is essentially a way for you to create a light box on your website after people click on a particular button. I don't know why I said it like that, button. But when people click on a button, you can have that button say whatever it is, and you can design it in whatever way you want. Then it would open up a form, a light box, similar to a pop-up, except the background is blurred, and then they would sign up with their name or email or whatever other fields you want there. And what's nice about lead pages in terms of lead magnet delivery, you actually upload your lead magnet to lead pages, and they will send an email on your behalf to the person who subscribes. And what's nice about this, especially if you start to do a lot of lead magnets, a lot of downloadables with, you know, content upgrades, if you will. So if you have particular posts and podcast episodes and you want to really, really drive more email subscribers into your list, you can offer a bonus or a download for each of those things, or for many of them. But the trick is, how do you get that into the hands of people who are already on your list and not have to force them to sign up again, or have to go through the process of, or, you know, making sure they don't sign up twice, or, you know, all that stuff? Well, first of all, Lead Pages allows you to upload their lead magnet. But when somebody else who has already subscribed to a list puts in their name and email to get that lead magnet, they're not going to go through the whole follow-up sequence again. Lead Pages is sophisticated enough to know that they're already on that list, and they would just give them that download, and that's it. So, super cool. I recommend Lead Pages. AskPat.com/leadpages is my affiliate link for that. And that is a much higher price item, but definitely worth it, especially because there's all these different templates that you could use for landing pages and different lead boxes. They also have the lead digits, that's what it's called, where you can actually say to your audience, you know, text this word to this number, and then they'll get an immediate text back that says, you know, here's your download, just put in your email address, and then you get the email address via mobile phone or device, which is really awesome. So Zyko, I hope that answers your question. A lot of options there, but that's what I would use, and or those are the things I would use and I've used before myself. So check it out. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I thank you again for that. And everybody, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just click the record button and ask away. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Tim Ferriss. He said, "Think big and don't listen to people who tell you it can't be done. Life's too short to think small." Awesome, Tim. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.